Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Tracy Laws, director at Lending Hands in Washington, and Mary Jo Kohler, events coordinator, about pet therapy at Lending Hands.
Pet therapy is something that is a routine occurrence here at Lending Hands. Can you explain what happens?
Well, we partner with Paulson Moore, and they are wonderful to work with, and they bring the animals in, and there's great interaction between the individuals and the animals, and like I said, Paulson Moore are very good at selecting your animals.
They've brought in anything from, years ago they brought in a rabbit. We've had a guinea pig the last time she came in last week, Wednesday mornings, and we've had cats and dogs, and I think that's about all from Paws and More. But she just brings them in, and we pet them and watch the kittens roll around on the floor and pet them if they are. Most of them are tame enough, and she does select the animals to be
Very appropriate
for people.
And what do you feel the clients take away from this experience?
It just brings great joy. You see great smiles on their faces and just that interaction and that give and take of the affection with the animals. So there's always big smiles through this. Like I said, it is that interaction with that pet therapy.
Yeah, a lot of them don't have pets. So this gives them an opportunity to spend some time with a pet and not have to deal with it at home.
Or they had a pet in the past and aren't able to have one now, so it brings back a lot of good memories.
Yes. This is an interesting one, but the gal brought in a dog one time, and this is not really related to the participants, but somebody on the internet was looking for a dog on Facebook, and I told them about the dog that the gal had brought here. So,
they ended up adopting
out one of the dogs. So,
and we're coming up on Valentine's Day. It's that time of the year. Do you think that this is kind of an added sense of love?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. If you would see the joy on participants' faces, it's just wonderful, that interaction.
They love the little warm fuzzies that they get from the animals, so, yep.
All right.
Paws and More Animal Shelter brought in 3 kittens for participants to hang out with.
Tabby, gray tabbies. One is a tortoise shell. That's cute.
And around and around.
Yeah, they're cute and they're kittens.
Here's the kitty over here.
I also spoke with participant Eldon Miller.
Is Wednesday a day you look forward to here?
Oh, I come on Mondays and Wednesdays usually, just to get out of the house, because you're too cooped up during the wintertime, you know, so it just gets you out of the house. Summertime, I'm out playing golf and stuff, so I'm not here.
And you called it not necessarily pet therapy day, but varmint day. Is this an activity that's kind of fun?
Oh, yeah, they bring in. Last time they had like a guinea pigs or something, see?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not necessarily all cats and dogs and everything, you know. So I just nicknamed it varmint day because you never know what kind of varmint they're going to bring in. I used to have a pet skunk.
What was the skunk like?
It was real little. I picked it up in my small hand and got the last one and took off running with it. And I'm telling you what, that little mother skunk with those little short legs can move. Yep. I ran and got it back on the track. I had it home, but had it around the house for about a month before it had this little accident, you know.
Yep.
Had to air out the house. We took it in and had it fixed then. Born and raised on a farm, you know. So. But then I was drafted for Vietnam. Went through an explosion, took out my eyes. So in summertime, I golf. That they got a program down at the casino, you know, in Riverside. Every Saturday, I was over there last Saturday. They let us go and hit golf balls downrange every Saturday from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock on all winter long. After the first year, we do it every Saturday. Keep you in practice. But I got places where I ski. I got
because I see all of your pins. How does that?
And these are stars of different years. I've been to the National Disabled Veterans Winter Sports Camp. But these are places I've skied and stuff, you know.
Is skiing tough?
Oh, I love skiing. I wear a radio headset. Someone's skiing behind me, telling me where to go.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Tracy Laws, Mary Jo Kohler, and Eldon Miller at Lending Hands in Washington, speaking about pet therapy. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.